Okay, let's head for Blocky Crater.
Okay.
Al, do you have a sample bag number on that last one?
These all those rocks are too big for sample bags. They're all big rocks, Houston. Well, at least 6 inches diameter. And I think these are some of the ones we wanted. It's kind of hard to tell without having a photograph on hand or something and standing there and studying it for a lot longer than I think we care to do it. It's which rocks are which.
Roger.
Pretty easy to move along on this slope. It's just a little bit deeper, a little bit softer. I'm going to take a break here, Pete, for a few seconds. All right, I'm with you. Can't get up your pace when you're running on the side of a slope. You don't have a chance to go from side to side like on level ground. Look at that huge boulder out there at, I wish we could go over there. There, get that boulder. There. Straight ahead. See you there? That one? No. There, over the top of the hill. See where you're looking. Right on the other side of the... About 200 yards that way. See that big boulder sitting up there? The biggest one we've seen since we've been here.
I'll see which one you're referring to. That one right there.
Yeah.
Oh, these down here are bigger than that.
Look at that right here. Look at that right there on your left.
What? You turn around and look.
Gigantic right there.
That's a big one.
Left. Come further left.
That's a pretty good size.
Okay, let's head up.
Yeah, let's get up out of the crater where we get up on the level ground. Okay.
Sample here, and I think you had a photo of that whole blocky crater right there. That thing's spectacular.
It is.
One of the best. That's got to be bedrock there, babe.
Yeah, let's get some samples of that. Got to be.
Hey, Houston. Oh, the Temple crater's right behind the Lemma. Is that a big... Blocky impact crater. That made me cool enough back to min cooling. Fun. Top down the crater. Losing your balance, but it doesn't seem to be. It's just harder walking, that's all.
Now, did we have an EMU check?
Sure could. We're right at the top of the rim. We can get a good place to rest. I'm rating 36% oxygen. We're okay. We're going to sample. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Houston. We're going to get an EMU check here. We're going to pick up one sample out of this blocky crater, give you a partial pan of it, because it's a pretty fantastically interesting crater with a lot of bedrock. Chunky rocks blown up at it.
Very angular.
The inner shell of the double craters on the side of the surveyor crater. And then my recommendation is we've got so much gear and so many rocks that we head to the lab and start packing it all up.
Roger, we concur. That's a good idea. Al, could you give us your percent?
I sure could. Looks like about 36%.
Copy, 36 on both. And how are you doing on that film?
Let me ask you a good question. Boy, my camera's completely dust covered. Listen, I just hope the lens, the 121, how's the lens? The lens is in good shape. Now, why don't you stand right here and get a partial cam
while you're resting on this crater, either side.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at this.
Come up with about 54 pounds.
Very good. I think that we're fairly close. I just bet you everything we got here is really black basalt. All been colored, just like that surveyor. Hey, that bag is bouncing a little bit too much back there, Pete.
Huh?
Surveyor bag's bouncing. Well, it's okay. It's not hurting anything. You got to get the close-up stereo camera going.
Okay.
Okay. Houston. DDR is back in the LEM.
Roger, Pete. You're 3 plus 16 into the EVA, and for a 4-hour EVA, you're right on.
Okay. Very good. You know, our EVA antenna didn't go straight up, and so I noticed that while I was running back. I tell you.
Roger, I'll copy. How far off the nominal position was it?
It looks like it got up about 65 degrees.
Roger, L.
This thing is driving me buggy. Hey. I think all this stuff is just fine-grained basalt, Pete. We haven't seen anything else but that. Haven't seen anything at any of the places we've gone except the same type of fine-grained basalt. It's been different colors because of how long it's been out on the surface or where it's been. It'll be interesting when we get it back to Houston and crack them open. Hopefully. Take a breath for a moment. Okay. I used to have to push the legs down in that lunar hand tool carrier, but I don't have to anymore. It just pushes his own leg. He's got enough blocks in there. Hey, here's where that engine moves some dirt. See it here.
Where are you on that, Al?
I'm right to the left rear. It looks like I'm between the plus Y and the minus Z strut. It looks like it really washed a lot of dirt off in this direction. I look back behind me, Al. Did he do it? Al. Let's get that. Need some rocks? Get the rocks over here. Come on, we can't baloney all day. We gotta get out of here.
We can turn, Pete.
Okay, yep. I want you to put the two. There you go. Put the tool carrier right there.
There it is.
Stick your camera in the ETV and get the film can out of there. And I'm gonna start packing up the gear. Okay, here's the camera.
not sure. I wonder if, yeah, I guess all this will fit in here, our cameras and everything. Complete with this TV camera. Okay. Don't lift it up. We'll rock box and go through. Good boy. Okay, you want to take my battle bag off? That's it. Here. You go get me the solar wind first. Solar wind first, I'll go get it for you. Boy. Let me take that little bag out there with me. There it is, right there. Facing the sun. Okay. Wait a minute. I'll take. Wait. You're all tangled up in the TV cable. I tell you, that TV cable is going to be really making me mad. There you go. I can wait. Wait. Let's take the surveyor. TV camera off. Huh? Put it in the foot pad. Look what you want to do with it? I'd like you to put it in the foot pad. Oh, okay. All right. Let me set this down and I'll go get it. Just a second. Bingo. You're all tangled up again. I tell you, that's a trap. Slider. We're not going to have any trouble running this one up there. Let me see. Okay, that's off there. Did you put it? We got it right here. Where would you like it? Nope. Well, this LEC. Oh, boy, I made a mistake. I should have brought the tool cutter back with me. This TV cable is, if I put it in the foot pit, this TV cable is going to drive me crazy. Here you are. Want me to take it and move it out of the area? I just tried to throw it under the limb. Then I can grab one of it and just pull it out if you want. How can I do that? Well, I tangled up the LEC now. It happens every damn time. Hey, I put this, where do you want me to put this right here again? At the foot there. I'm gonna straighten this LEC out right now. There you go. Now what? When I disappear with the LEC, you get that TV cable and get it out of here. Okay? There you go. Yeah. Just throw the TV cable under the spacecraft. Do just a second. There we go. That's better. They cost me 10 minutes, I think. Let me get this TV cable out of the way. This bag is some rock. Pete, would you hold this just 1 second? And then we'll get rid of this table forever. Hold up. And let me go with it. It's done right there. And I can get this out over here, see? Before that, I couldn't. Okay, now. You've only got one plane.
That's right.
Is that right?
I think you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Leave it there. Wind doesn't like to roll up much. The rascal doesn't want to roll up. Wrap it around here best I can. I'm getting any dirt on it. It's really ridiculous. I got dust all over the rock box and I'm trying to blow it off. Okay, we got that full of wind. Good. Boy. Houston, we got the solar of wind, but it didn't roll up in a very neat package.
Roger, L, we copy, that's all right.
Glass brush should be over there on the hand tool carrier if that would be of use to you.
Very
He's using it right now.
Roger.
Two. Yep. Okay, now put that back in. Got him.
Summary for the rock boxes. We estimate you probably got about the same in rock box 2 as you did in rock box 1. No problem there. The surveyor parts and TV camera were showing nominal 25 pounds and 15. What you can put on the bag that goes on the floor is about 15 pounds worth of rocks. And in the left-hand side stowage bag, you can put about 25 pounds of rocks. So I guess those are the two you're working for now. 15 pounds worth of rocks in a bag on the floor and 25 pounds on the left-hand side stowage bag.
We don't have that many rocks, Houston. I'll tell you what we got. We got SOIC-2 is full and closed. Gosh, I hope I got it all in there. Let me see. Solar wing, core tubes, environmental, geosample, documented samples, all rated in. The box is full, and I closed it, and I've got about, what's 1 inch on my scale? Got about 1 inch worth of rocks in another bag, and that's it. That's all the rocks we got.
I just stand by for that number, Pete. Pete, that 1 inch displacement is about 10 to 15 pounds. No problem, pack it up.
Okay, that's gonna... Okay, now let me ask you another question. I could get some more rocks. How did I do that? Well, Al is taking stereo photos. We'll see if I can get ourselves... Okay, I'm gonna... I don't have a camera to go along with it, so I'll just tell Houston where I'm taking a picture, and then they'll know. They keep up with it. Okay, Houston, on this stereo camera, I'm taking a picture now. About 10 feet from the limb, between the plus Y and the plus and then minus Z strut. And I'm hoping to show the effects of the engine exhaust on the lunar surface. I'm going to always number 800. Taking one at 801. Just moving around here to do it. Another one, the little counter doesn't seem to be working. Everything's working okay, but the little counter. And I'm taking the fourth picture right up next to the engine here. Okay. Another one close to the engine. About 2 feet from the engine. Okay, Houston, the little counter on top of the stem, it's not working, so I'll just tell you what I take next, and the light and everything seems to be working, so I assume it's probably taking pictures. We're going to look for a crater that's undisturbed and take a picture down inside it.
Roger, Al.
Here's one of a, here's one of a rock. Two of the rocks. I'll take a picture of Pete's footprint in the soil and take a look at the interaction of that. Take another one.
Houston.
I'm in an area now, Houston. It looks like... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we recommend that you pack up where you are and start trying to pack up excess rocks you just got and think about ingress.
Okay, very good. Houston, I'd like to comment to all the people who are involved in this EVA, my congratulations.
Well, I think you two folks did an excellent job.
I'll take some of these pictures so you give me a call, Pete. Why don't you just start working your way over here, Al, and we've got an awful lot of gear, and we'll start getting her up.
All right, we'll do.
We've got about 22 minutes by my clock, 23 minutes.
Okay. All right.
And we got a long day in front of us.
Okay.
Oh, this is so much fun. I can jump up about 3 feet and do a 180. He's back to a 360. You gotta watch it though. You get all that mass going around and you get in trouble. What's up with Yankee Clipper this morning, Houston?
Pete, Yankee Clipper looks real good. He's been doing P-22s and rolling right off.
Good. Okay, Pete, I'll take this as my last. Okay, has he seen the surveyor? Has he been able to see us out there? Okay, that did it, Pete. All right.
No report on that, Pete.
Okay. All righty. There's a ripple. Right. Okay. Okay. Lift her up. Got it. I gotta put it in the ETD. Okay. There it goes. Hey, wait, I want to watch. Ready? Yeah. Okay. 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 I think we got all the film in, didn't we, Dave? Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's send the AEMU, and I'll tell you, Plane Me and I get in there and we start pulling this in because we got quite a load. Yeah. Now, one thing I need to do is hand me the surveyor bag, come back.
If you're willing to have that way, babe.
Hey, y'all right here.
These are two hooks.
I'm sorry. That one?
All right, it's one. The other is, don't lock them. I'm going to need lock them anyway. But I'm sure they're alive. I'm just leave well enough alone. It's really dangerous. Things are getting jammed. Okay?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, put it back on a swivel head, okay? Just doesn't get too dirty.
Okay.
Not to brush you off.
Okay.
Why don't you hop up on the ladder? And let me brush you off with the ladder.
Okay, why don't you brush me off up high here, and then I'll hop up.
Okay. I'm not getting much off.
Okay.
It's the start.
Let me try you, boys.
Okay.
It's hard to get off. Let me get up here. Now I'm going to kick my feet, so it's going to get the surgery right there. Dirty.
Nice shot. Okay, hey, let me hit you. Hurt? Good. Let me kick my shoes. Cram it in, but you hit too bad. I think I'll make it myself dirtier. I tell you, from the knees down, you get grimy black.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go in.
Down to campus. Okay. Okay, I'll watch you in the hedge.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. Good. When you get the door open.
Door's somewhere wide open. Let my golden visor
get in.
Mind up okay.
You might want to turn off your plus speed water when you get all that in.
Pretty good thinking, okay.
Okay, Take it away.
Okay.
Spin it. To the game here. Don't rush it. Do it right. Okay. So, here I go to get you a rock box. Like a rock box. That means more in line. Al?
Oops. Okay. I got that much more.
Huh?
That's it. You may have it tangled on something, Pete.
I see what the problem is.
Yeah, it's on the head. There you go.
Away, you got a rock box.
Okay. Yeah, I have your thing, yes.
Wait a minute, wait.
Hey, you're poof.
Wait a minute. There you go. All right, now do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to use the pull-in feature just a second.
In and out of these shadows. Really get eerie looking. Okay, Al, if you'll wait just a minute. There you go.
Guilty.
Coming in.
You got the ETB in with the TV camera, close-up stereo, and the film packs.
Okay, now, Pete, here comes the LEC. Watch out.
All right.
Man, that really comes out, yeah. Doesn't it? Gee, that went 50 feet.
Okay, let's see. Have I forgotten anything?
Pete, You didn't roger the film pack. Do you have all the film packs and the close-up stereo film, as well as the TV in that ETB?
Okay, close-up stereo film was in the ETB. Two black and white magazines and one camera. I threw the other camera away because it was broken. Went up, and the TV camera went up. So I believe we got everything, Ed.
Okay, you got the also the one camera which had the third film pack on.
The third film pack ever got used. Yeah, just two feet. Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we got three film packs and one camera up there right now. How's that? Did you send the film packs up? Yeah. Okay, we sent all three film packs. Oh, okay. Oh, there is something I want. That's my low water pressure, Houston. I just turned off my water. That's good.
Stand by on that, Al. Pete, also, how about the tools?
Yes, sir. I want to turn off your water too, Pete. Yeah, I know. I was sitting here thinking there's something I ought to do. Hands off. Okay. Out of your way. Okay. Houston, if you can mark me off the lunar surface, I'm on the foot pad.
Roger, we got that, Pete, at 3 hours and 50 minutes into the EVA.
Okay, up to the ladder I come. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Well, I'll tell you, Al, that LEC really got me dirty. Yeah, flip that dirt all around.
Set that for auto, I think it is, but you can...
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
by the hatch on out.
Okay, let me move out of the way. Where's the auto? Tell me where. Sighting, investigator, and emerge bright.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Cabin reset. Now I'm auto. Auto. Press right, A and B, cabin. Master alarm will come on and cabin warning light. Okay, here comes the O2. And the pressure is rising. Let's go back 2 minutes. Okay, that's normal. Push O2 off. Say again? Push O2 off when you get to 3.5.
Cabin is up to 1.5 now. Two pounds.
Okay. Did you get mine off?
Yeah, the track. I can't
hear you.
Up to 3 pounds.
Everything's
off. The cabin pressure is dropping 4 pounds. Okay. Did it begin to mine off?
4 pounds.
That's it, babe. What's the rest of the checklist? Hope that seal is good. Say again? I didn't check that seal real closely. I didn't either. Okay.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
So it's here. Verify cabin pressure increasing. Now let me tell you. First O2 off, activate OPS purge valve to depress speed as required.
Everything's out.
Okay. That H2O valve open. Okay, that's a good idea, boy. Purge valve.